Two, an act to recognize electronic transactions as legally valid and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Congresswoman, how do you wish to proceed?
I will close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2592? Hearing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2592 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2592 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2592 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2594, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,762,824 in non-tribal self-governance funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Congresswoman Refard, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2594? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2594 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2594 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2594 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2595. An act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,831.45 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2595? Hearing none, Congresswoman Redcorn, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2595 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2597 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2597 will be advanced to enrollment.
Point of order.
We're going to do that vote over because we're on 2595, and I stated 2597. I apologize, so let's move back up to ONCA 2595.
Speaker?
Yes.
You read it out as 2595, but I think at the end you just stated the wrong bill.
Okay. Clerk, please make the correction because I did state it incorrectly at the end and ensure that our records show ONCA 2595 passed. Thank you. We're now on ONCA 2597, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $956,284 of tribal funds and $126,541 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2597? Hearing none, Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor.
I waived my time.
You waived your time. The question is, shall ONCA 2597 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2597 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2597 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2598, an act to provide an appropriation to the CCLPCA for the fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,081,660 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2598? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2598 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. ONCA 2598 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2599, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $802,615 for fiscal year 2026 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2599? Hearing none, clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2599 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2599 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 25100, an act to authorize tribal works to expend monies appropriated through the fiscal year 2026 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against ONCA 25100? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25100 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25100 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 25101, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the fiscal year 2026 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25101? Hearing none, Congresswoman Redcorn, you have the floor. And you waived your time. Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25101 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25101 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 25103, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,111,745 in tribal and non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Congresswoman Refard, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against ONCA 25103? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
And Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25103 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25103 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 25113, an act to amend Osage Nation Boards Act 15ONC Section 5-106 to change the compensation requirements for board members and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Congresswoman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25113? Hearing none, Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
I waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 25113 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Start with me.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25113 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25113 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 25117, an act to amend ONCA 2412. To provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch with no change in the amount of non-tribal funds appropriated and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25117? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25117 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25117 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 25119. An act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $833,381 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25-119? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25-1.
I am so sorry. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
I thought it.
ONCA 25-119 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25-119 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 25-120. An act authorizing and appropriate $1,100,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, how do you wish to proceed?
I will waive my time.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25-120? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25-120 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25-120 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCR 25-22, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCLPCOG Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2026. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCR 25-22? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCR 25-22 passes and will be advanced to enrollment. All right. That is everything as far as our third reading. We'll now move on to motions and notices. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning. Motion to confirm the motion. Lost my train of thought. Hang on, give me a second. Motion for consideration of confirmation of executive appointee Scotty Ray Lawrence to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Scotty Ray Lawrence has been confirmed as an appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Commerce and Gaming Committee will meet today, IFS till 2, and appropriations from 2:30 until 4:30. So I believe Commerce will probably start at 11:15, and that gives the gaming folks time. They're here in Pawhuska. That'll give them ample time to get here.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Mm-hmm. We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are now adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.